Hello.
What's going on?
Welcome to the Quayeso Show. And today, we'll be representing ProCap Rags, a new innovation that's going to hit the market within the next 2 to 3 months and take the market by storm.
Yep.
And in relation to that product and company, we'll be discussing three questions that relate to not only our product, but entrepreneurship in general.
Yeah, so let's get into the first one. So, Quay, what do you think can lead to a team's failure when we're talking about teams in general?
I mean, in the general aspect, I feel that when teams fail to mesh or fail to be on the same page, that's really where failure stems from. Just lack of communication, lack of support, not showing up for one another, I just feel like not being on the same page is a really big one.
Yeah.
Because when people are on the same page, I feel like things can flow smoothly. When a problem does arise, it's the team against the problem rather than, you know, people attacking the problem at different angles and the problem still being there at the end of the day.
Yeah, and going off with you said with lack of communication, you see corporations every day, like things as big as Target, maybe they have employees and they don't communicate with their employees. Who's going to work what shift? Who's going to do this, who's going to that? And that's when it leads to people not being there.
Exactly.
Shifts falling apart.
That's entrepreneurship on a huge scale, too.
Yeah, it's even on a huge scale. So you can use these ideas just on a big or small scale. Communication, I'd say, is definitely one of the big ones. So going off that, what do you think makes a team successful?
I mean, on the contrary, obviously, being that I just noted the lack of communication, I have to notably say communication can lead to a team being successful in whatever efforts that they're making together. Another one would be just being mindful of one another. So, you know what I mean? When you have a team and a team has a common goal, being mindful of, you know what I mean, being there for the next guy. You know what I mean? It's not just about me. It's not just about what I want. It's about our common goal. And I'm not doing what I have to just for me. I'm also doing it for the next guy.
Yeah, and going off that, I think you also need guys, again, that have the same goal, but maybe coming from a different angle sometimes. Like you said, when it makes them fail, you know, coming at it in a different angle in certain circumstances might be bad, but coming at it in a different angle when you're kind of creating a project or creating some sort of product that you want to succeed, you kind of need everyone thinking outside the box in different ways to kind of come to one big goal there. So I'd say you need a lot of different people with different aspects as well.
Yeah, unique perspectives.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel that.
And then finally, what do you think you will need to do to ensure that your venture this semester does not doom to failure because of issues with your team?
I would say, I mean, being that we've known each other the past couple of years and not only have, like, been classmates, but we've also been teammates and we've seen each other around the clock, on the clock, day in, day out. So it's become like we've developed some sort of like team chemistry, I'd say, where we're like, you really know what I'm up to, I really know what you're up to, like we know how to push each other. You know what I mean? You know, we know that at the end of the day, like, we're in school to get our degree and we gotta do what we gotta do to, you know what I mean, see that success through. So just again, circle back to communication, making sure that we're both available when we need to be available, making sure that we're delegating tasks appropriately and completing said task to ensure that, you know, our team stays away from that failure and you know, sees this envisioned success.
Yeah, and like you were saying, you know, like we know each other's schedules, we know our personalities and all that, so we kind of know how to mesh.
Exactly.
And we know how to mesh in a business way and in a friends hanging out way, I'd say. So it's like, you know, we just got to know when to be which.
Exactly.
Like, right now, we're working together as friends in a business aspect, but maybe after this, we'll show in a friends aspect. It's just kind of know when to switch that flip and kind of just sort of flip the switch.
Yeah, and I think flip the switch. No, that's a good one. And I think that that's what good partnerships are all about. You gotta know when to be able to flip that switch.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, our product's coming soon, so
be wary.
Stay tuned.